Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 9 of our 50 days of counting to Shavuot, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Day 9, the chief cornerstone. Psalm 118:22. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is not just any cornerstone, but the cornerstone of the temple. Who is the chief cornerstone? Yeshua is the chief cornerstone. The word for cornerstone is penah, or meaning headstone, term for a top stone or capstone. At Zechariah 4:7, Zerubbabel's vision of a capstone quarried from the mountaintop was interpreted as an assurance that he would see the temple completed. Zechariah 4:7-9. New Testament writers spoke of Messiah as a stone rejected by the builders, which had become the head of the corner. Matthew 21:42. Yeshua said to them, "Have you never read in scriptures that the stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone? This came from Adonai, and it is marvelous in our eyes." And Mark 12:10. "Haven't you read this scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone?" Acts 4:11. This Yeshua is the stone rejected by you, the builders, that has become the chief cornerstone. And Ephesians 2:20. "You have been built on the foundation made up of the emissaries and prophets, with Messiah himself being the cornerstone." And 1 Peter 2:6-7. "For it says in Scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, a chosen precious cornerstone. Whoever trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now the value is for you who keep trusting, but for those who do not trust, the stone which the builders rejected, this one has become the chief cornerstone." Here the head of the cornerstone refers either to a capstone, a keystone of an arch, or to a cornerstone. The most significant stone in important buildings is the cornerstone. Usually it is the first stone laid at a formal ceremony. Often it is engraved with the date of the building and perhaps some other inscription honoring a person or an event. Thus it should come as no surprise that Yeshua is called the Gonia, or cornerstone of the assembly congregation. In fact, Yeshua used this title for himself in the parable of the wicked tenants, which symbolizes Yeshua approaching death. He calls himself the cornerstone that the builders had rejected, as we read in Matthew and Mark. The setting for this parable was Yeshua's final ministry in Jerusalem after he had cleansed the temple. In the parable, the tenants who were caring for the vineyard represented the Jewish leaders, and the vineyard symbolized God's people. The tenants wickedly refused to honor the owner who represented God, ultimately putting the owner's son to death. Yeshua concluded the parable by referring to the Jewish leaders back to their own scriptures, Psalm 118:2-23, which he understood as speaking of his rejection and exaltation. So let's look at that Psalm 118. Beginning with verse 2, "As newborn babes long for spiritual milk." Oops, I'm sorry. Okay. Psalm 118. It kind of jumped out of the way there. "O let Israel say, for his loving kindness endures forever. O let the house of Aaron say, for his loving kindness endures forever. O let those who fear Adonai, for his loving kindness endures forever." "Out of a tight place I called to Adonai, and Adonai answered me with a spacious place. Adonai is for me, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Adonai is for me as my helper. I will see the downfall of those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Adonai than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Adonai than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off. They surrounded me, yes, all around me. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees. They were extinguished like burning thorns. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off. You pushed me hard to make me fall, but Adonai helped me. Adonai is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory are in the tents of the righteous. Adonai's right hand is mighty. Adonai's right hand is lifted high. Adonai's right hand is mighty. I will not die but live and proclaim what Adonai has done. Adonai has chastened me hard, but has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and praise Adonai. This is the gate of Adonai. The righteous will enter through it. I give thanks because you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. It is from Adonai, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Yeshua knew that although the Jewish leaders would reject him, God would exalt him as the cornerstone. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone, for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed. 1 Peter 2:4 and 5 to verse 8. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by people, but chosen by God and precious to him, you yourselves as living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be Kohanim, set apart for God, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to him through Yeshua the Messiah. This is why the Tanakh says, look, I am laying in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and whoever rests his trust on it will certainly not be humiliated. Now to you who keep trusting, he is precious, but to those who are not trusting, the very stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Also is a stone that will make people stumble, a rock over which they will trip. They are stumbling at the word, disobeying it, as had been planned. The chosen theme appears first at verse 1-2 and is seen again in 2-9. A second theme developed in these verses is the stone. The same three messianic stone prophecies are found also in Matthew 21:42, Mark 12:10-11, Luke 20:17, Acts 4:11, Romans 9:32-33, Romans 10:11, and Romans 10:13. I lay in Zion for a foundation stone. This prophecy is of the Messiah whom God was to send. 10 symbols of the Messiah. A foundation stone, Isaiah 26:8-16 and Ephesians 2:20. A tried stone, Matthew 21:42-44 and Acts 4:11. A precious cornerstone, 1 Peter 2:4-8. A sure foundation, 1 Corinthians 3:11. A smitten rock, Psalm 78:16, Numbers 20:8-11 and 1 Corinthians 10:4. Headstone of the corner, Psalm 118:22. A rejected stone, Psalm 118:22 and Acts 4:11. A stumbling stone, Isaiah 8:14 and Romans 9:32-33. A living stone, 1 Peter 2:4, and a rock, stone of offense, Isaiah 8:14 and 1 Peter 2:8. Zion is Jerusalem, mentioned in 2 Samuel 5:7. He that believeth shall not make haste. He that confides in trust in the sure foundation is secure and will not make haste or be ashamed. Again, 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A chosen people, the king's Kohanim, a holy nation, a people for God to possess. In the Tanakh, these terms are applied to the Jewish people in Israel. Kepha applies them to the readers of his letter, who according to 1 Peter 1:1 are firstly Messianic Jews and secondly Messianic Gentiles, who truly identify with them. Many Christian theologians have used this verse as evidence that the church or Christians has replaced Israel, the Jews. If I am right about who the readers of this letter were, then these Christian theologians were wrong. Even if I am wrong about the readers, replacement theology is inconsistent with Romans 11:17-26 and Ephesians 2:11-22 and other references at Matthew 5:5. I would put it in this way. Christians are indeed a chosen people, priests for the king, a holy nation, in a metaphorical sense. A people set aside for God to possess, not by way of superseding the Jews as God's people, but by way of being joined to them by faith in the same God and in the Jewish Messiah. A so-called Christian who opposes or looks down on Jews as merely God's former people has missed the point altogether and is probably not a Christian at all. And what it means to be God's chosen people, see Acts 13:17. The Bible resolves doubts and questions about election by stating its true purpose. In order for you to declare the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, namely God. The word Jew in Hebrew is Yehudi, related to the words Hud, praise, and Todah, thanks. To be a Jew, then, is to be one who praises and thanks God. Romans 2:28-29. The very name of the Jewish people reflects God's purpose in choosing us. Gentiles grafted into Israel and therefore sharing Israel's spiritual life through her Messiah are chosen for the same purpose. I want to pray the blessing for day 9. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 9 days, which are 1 week and 2 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Yes, Bo, Yeshua, Bo, return quickly, Yeshua. Shalom and Yeshua.